Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars.
Sarlacc's one of my favourite. That was so scary when you were a kid because you couldn't really see it. I'm talking special editions where the worm came out of it.
Pre-beak,
yeah. I mean, it was so... And something that always confused me now that I think about it is you will learn a new definition of pain and suffering as you'll slowly digest over 1,000 years. Now, human lifespan is about, 85 years at the moment. Mm. So, Sarlacc prolongs your life?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Time drags in the Sarlacc.
I imagine so, yeah.
You're like, have I been in here for like 12 years? Oh, it's only been 5 minutes. Stuck down here with all these half-eaten Gamorrean guards.
So if we genetically, if we got the DNA of a Sarlacc pit monster, we could probably isolate the enzyme that prolongs the life and we could use it for medical... goodness.
Oh, wow. We have just upped the nerdery of this podcast.
Should be here. but you know the Senate will block it. They'll probably...
What we need to do is get that nutbag professor from Jurassic Park. You know, he's the master of what can go wrong. Giant dinosaurs on an island. Yeah, it's fine.
Only Jeff Goldblum knew that that would be bad.
It would work out.
Anyway, wrong movie.
Definitely wrong movie. What would be your first Star Wars memory, Danny McGinley?
Wow. Really early memory is I'm the youngest. I got my brothers and I got toothbrushes of all the Star Wars, and I got to pick last, and I got stuck with...
No, you didn't get to pick last.
That's true. I got what was left.
You got the last one.
But by pure coincidence, it was R2-D2 who was my favourite character. Then. So, yeah, I was quite stoked with that. That's my earliest memory. I remember...
That is one arm that R2 didn't have. The toothbrush arm. That would be...
It'll be in the new one.
Yeah.
It'll just pop out. Because it is Disney. They will talk about how important teeth tartar control is.
Yeah, well, R2 opens up the little toothbrush arm and then Luke Skywalker takes his teeth out.
What's that? What? Put it back on FM AM radio. I want to listen to Alan Jones.
What if Luke Skywalker's gotten more racist in his old years?
Yeah, he hates sand people. Oh no, that was his dad.
No, that's Alan Jones. I should point out for those listening internationally, Alan Jones is a very right-winged radio jock.
Who's the deaf guy from America who was he was on Family Guy and stuff? Not Newt Gingrich, the Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, okay, yeah,
he's the Rush Limbaugh of Australia.
So there you go.
Yeah. But yeah, then I watched them a lot when I was a kid. But you know, I'm talking like my brothers would watch them and I'd go in and out. But of course, I didn't have the attention span, so I didn't watch a lot. I remember watching them again like when I was about 10.
Because you're like 33?
I'm 31.
31. So 31. That's what year are you born in then?
82.
82. Oh, okay, 10, so 32. You missed the initial...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I had toys and stuff, and I remember being excited about Star Wars, even though I didn't... So I was about 10 years old, and I said, I've got to watch this again, because I don't really know everything. And I remember finding out Vader was Luke's father, like, organically. Like, I was watching it. I watched the first one. I went, that was cool. I put on Empire Strikes Back. I watched it all, and he said, I'm in Hawaii. And I remember seeing it, and I was going, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Shit. I didn't know that.
Well, that's the point of the film.
Yeah, well. And then I watched the Return of the Jedi. And being 9 years old, of course, I loved it. Because, there was so many more animals and stuff, and you get you do like that as a child.
Oh yeah,
there is a you'll probably tease me for bringing this up. There's a brilliant How I Met Your Mother episode where they explain if you're born before a certain time, you like Return of the Jedi the best because it's about teddy bears coming to life. And
okay, what age? I'm interested in
this. It's pretty much my age, maybe just before me.
Okay,
and it's obviously these are people who haven't watched it as much as me.
Yeah,
because I've since watched Return of the Jedi and realised it is the weakest of the original three.
Oh.
Yeah.
Return of the Jedi is my favourite.
Dead set.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, okay, well.
But I was, like, when it was on in the cinema, I would have been six or something. So that's key getting into Ewok
absolutely,
age.
Absolutely, yeah. You would, that would have. But and, haven't you watched it? You have watched it since.
Yeah, yeah, but it's, I don't know, Star Wars is about. I don't know. It's about invoking memories from when you're a kid, and so I love the. I'm a huge Ewok guy.
But haven't you learned to appreciate Empire?
Oh yeah, of course.
A lot more.
Due
to there's you know character development and.
Yeah, but I just love Return of the Jedi, and
fair enough.
I like. I don't know. I don't know if it was like it came out at my perfect age to watch it, and like I didn't see Star Wars in the cinema originally. I saw it during one of the re-releases. Yep. And I saw Empire on video first.
Yeah.
And Return of the Jedi.
Was it taped off the telly?
No.
Ah,
it was
from the video shop.
Yeah, it was like we'd hired a video player.
Oh, wow.
And I blew it. I totally blew it. So the first week we hired a video player, me and my brother got to pick a video each.
Yep.
And I picked The Last Starfighter.
That's a Disney.
Yeah, I think it's Disney. Which it's
live action.
Yeah, it's like where the guy he lives in a trailer park and he's super good at video games.
Is
and
it
there's
Fred Savage.
Nah.
No,
some
one.
Dude that never was seen of again.
Right.
So he played a video game called The Last Starfighter, but it was actually an intergalactic training. A scouting. So the Federation of Planets or whatever. Yeah. They were trying to scout. They were trying to find the best pilots.
Right. And they released a video game.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Yeah. And so.
Was it a good film?
Oh, for back then, it was dope. Yeah. It was really cool. But so I hired The Last Starfighter. And then I think we got the videos. You know, we went home with the videos. And then my other brother said, oh, how come you can get Empire Strikes Back? And I was like, oh.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah. So the next time we hired a video player, I definitely got Empire Strikes Back. And
yeah, so this is because you'll ask everyone their earliest Star Wars memory. What is your earliest Star Wars memory? Since this is your show.
Thank you, Danny. You're a great guest.
Thank you.
My first Star Wars memory was going into a toy shop in Frankston, which doesn't exist anymore. It actually, if you went to that toy shop...
Don't lead people on. Frankston still exists.
Okay. Well, it's really weird because, like, where you go to that toy shop now in the mall...
Oh, and for international guests, Frankston, within Melbourne, you will not find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Or crack addicts. Yeah, so that where you go to that toy shop now would lead you to another total part of the mall. It's like it used to be the dead end, this toy shop.
Right.
And I remember walking in there being very little and just a massive wall of figures.
Oh, yeah.
Of just Star Wars figures.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know anything about the film, but all the characters were very intriguing.
Yeah.
And because there was so much, I was like, yeah, I'm into this.
Yeah.
This is my favorite film.
I had a very similar thing with He-Man.
Ah, okay.
Because they were toys before they were a cartoon series.
Yeah, that was a fine line.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They, yeah.
Transformers as well were toys first.
Yeah, definitely in Japan. So that was my first memory. It was just seeing all the figures and I was allowed to purchase one figure.
Oh, and who'd you get?
I got Luke Skywalker X-Wing Pilot.
Oh, nice.
And I remember using our wood grain paneled Atari as some form of playset for him to play on.
Paneled Atari?
No, a wood grain panel. Like, we had an Atari.
And it was done in wood finish.
Yeah, well, that's how they all were. They had, like...
Well, they didn't have
it. So, it was black plastic, yeah. And it had a few knobs, and then around the front, it had, like, a wood... like, a fake wood sort of panel with Atari written on it. You know, to harken back to the days when your grandfather used to carve video games out of wood.
Just whittle out Wonder Boy in Monster Land. Right, and so, and was it vaguely X-Wing shaped?
No, not at all.
Yeah, right.
Like, I hadn't seen the film. I didn't know what an X-Wing was.
Yeah.
I was like, what's an X-Wing? Because this dude's piloting it.
Yeah.
But I've just got this memory of, like, making him hide behind the Atari and using him as a little playset and stuff.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I remember seeing the ad for the re-release on television. And this is what I like about the new films with the leaks and stuff, which is very exciting, all the leaked photos mm-hmm. on TMZ, is seeing something with no context and then just imagining what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
you didn't even get this when they were making the prequel trilogy.
Yeah.
You just heard snippets. Like, when they were, because they filmed 2 and 3 here in Australia,
mm-hmm.
and we have formally apologized. But I remember hearing that they just, this is when Attack of the Clones was being made. They said, we've just finished filming a complicated rain sequence, and now we know it's the battle between Jango and Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
But at the time, everyone was going, oh, what rain sequence is that? Okay. Or is that Padme Amidala drowns in the rain? Is that what it is? Ah, what is this? Could be anything. But yeah, now they've released photos of like a big sort of lizardy sort of thing. What are those things in the background of Tatooine that look like lizards? Not banthas.
In the original film, it's called a Jewback.
That's right.
But this isn't a Jewback, it's something else.
Really? It looks very Jewbackish.
No, it's trust me, it's not.
All right.
That's, I remember I'm one level up.
I know. Yeah. I respect you. And now you say, apology accepted, level 2.
Captain McGinley.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes, along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Thank you. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.